Before we get started, I just want to say, guys, check us out on Spotify and other streaming platforms. It's about to be a movie. Hey, Xavier Shafiru, who's what's going on? It's your boy, Malume YouTube, and welcome back to Malume's Vibe.
Disappointment will always be disappointment. And whether you're dealing with it or not, you will feel it.
Hey, it's Sean Peter, who's what's going on? It's your boy on YouTube, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Malume's Mic. Guys, as you guys can see, we've got a new face. We've got Atta Lev in the building.
What's happening?
Hold the mic by your mom.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm not a podcast type of guy, you know.
Also, got Kaya. But honestly, guys, a story, man. So I think I found out about Kaya. Was it 2 years
ago? Found out.
Yeah, I found out about you.
Nigga, was that a secret? Like, what's going on?
No, like, I never knew about you, man.
What? It?
Yeah? No, I'm saying I never knew about you until YouTube. How would I know?
Oh, until YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So when I found out about you on YouTube, I was like, damn, this person is so cool. And I told Kim, I go, this person is so cool. Then he's like, oh wait, no, come to the shoot, she should be coming. Then I went to the shoot because I wanted to meet you because you're so cool.
You lied.
I promise you. And then I left early at like 6, 7, and then you got there like 9, 10 p.m.
What shoot was that?
I think it was a smash up at somewhere in the east.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got there much later. So this is dope. We met today for the first time. I played it cool, but I think you're really cool. So this is
cool. Thank you, okay. Yeah, this guy in here.
This is the start of something new.
That's what I've known him for me for a while.
Yes,
I've known you for a long time.
Yeah, no, for a minute now.
We've gone back, done a lot of collabs, which is really dope. But today it's not about Atto Akai. Today we're speaking about dating broke. Have you guys ever dated broke before?
Yes, and at some point I was also the broke one.
Okay, and have you ever dated broke before?
No. No, I actually haven't.
Same dated like rich.
What is
not
broke?
Yeah, what is broke? What do you mean by
what
broke?
Is broke?
You know what broke is. No, broke, okay. You know, it's like, okay, this person is broke.
Yeah, no.
It depends on what you're trying to do. Like, if you're trying to... Because to some people, not being able to pay for like an international trip somewhere is broke.
That's broke. Yeah, obviously broke is perspective. Okay, but I wanted to see how you guys are feeling. If you guys are new to the channel, I just want to say one thing. Or the only, please subscribe. Get your post notifications on. This top conversation is going to be a lot of fun. Malume's mic is changing. Usually it's Matlady and Lucas, but the bros are busy, so I'm trying to fill in until they're available. But they will be coming back very soon. Yeah, backups.
Hey, you will substitute me first, and one of many. Praise God.
And people have been saying we need a female voice.
Yeah.
But you've been saying your title. Your title being told that.
No, female voice is different from representing all of the women.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to represent you guys. I mean, I love you, but I don't, like, I feel like, I think like a man and act like a woman.
Think like a man, act like a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part.
Okay. So, usually with Malume's Mic, before we get started, we check, like, how everybody is. Like, we ask you, how's your week been, what's been happening, you know, anything good, anything bad happening.
My week's been decent, you know, I haven't been up too much. Back on the YouTube, you know, been posting again. Yes, sir.
Somebody said you remembered your password.
Yeah, so comments in. You finally remembered his password, but it's been dope to be back into it. Also did a Kaya now another date, you know.
I wouldn't exactly call it a date.
Oh, she's in a relationship.
Date.
So anyways,
who told you what that is?
Are
you in a relationship? That's
what?
Deep.
Guys, chill. Chill.
So you're not in a relationship.
What does it matter?
Okay, doesn't matter if she's in a relationship.
No, I'm not saying.
No, but anyway, she friends with me in the date, so I'm in.
Yeah, because it was out of courtesy that I was with you in the first place.
What? That's so wild. That's
also,
crazy.
I'm saying what does it matter? Because I get this question a lot.
Yeah.
Like, are you in a relationship? Like, you don't know who's your partner.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh no, I just know you to be in a relationship because of our mutuals.
Oh.
But this is like a year ago.
Yeah. If anybody's asking, I am in a relationship.
Oh, okay. Anyway, dating bro. I feel like I've dated all types of women. I've dated women with money, women that are working, women that are stupid.
Come on now, until two.
How old are you?
26. I'm chasing my
Malume for real.
I'll be the same age.
Nah. Chill.
Not the same age.
Nah, I'm like
25.
I'm 24, bro. But like, you know what?
How old are you turning this year?
Now I'm turning 24 this year.
Oh, okay, cool. Your level's age.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
99.
No, man, obviously, like.
You've got to explore, though.
You've explored.
You need to. Yes, you do. You need to know.
So, like, you've dated one type of guy your whole life?
No, but I can't say I've dated all types of guys.
No,
I can say maybe I've entertained.
When I say that, I mean like broke and rich. Like I've dated a girl that has no money, a girl that has medium, a girl that's like absolutely balling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've tasted all of the types of.
And which do you prefer?
And which one do you prefer?
I definitely prefer someone that has like can match my money.
Okay.
Or is very close to my money.
I wanted to say. I think you kind of wanna be in a relationship with someone who's in the same like
bracket.
Yeah, bracket as you. Because
what?
it just makes life easier.
Yeah. Fully.
Because it's like when you're doing something for her, obviously you know that she can do it for you too, but you happy with doing it for her. And yeah, I don't know. I think the same bracket.
Also, to add on that, it just makes things easy. If I'm like, yo, let's go bowling, I'm not gonna like shake you now. Then I'm like, ish, I have to pay for two, which I don't mind, but then, you know, sometimes it'd be nice for you to chip in here and there. If I'm like, yo, let's go to Cape Town, I like to say, okay, you must be okay, let me book the flights and I'll pay for the accommodation.
Okay.
But let's go to Cape Town and then all you're bringing is yourself.
That doesn't mean like she has to make just as much money as you make.
Yeah, no, it doesn't just as much or very close to. Like, she must be able to live the lifestyle that I want to live for myself unless I can afford for us to live it together.
Okay. From what I'm hearing, you
ideal
guys don't
situation.
Want to be...
Ideal situation.
You guys don't want to be providers at all.
No, we're talking about what we ideally want.
So ideally,
when you're dating someone,
how much she has.
Nah, but at first when you start dating someone, obviously you're gonna provide. But as a lot of women say as well, further on into the relationship, they don't mind being able to be like, all right, let's split this or let's do this. So I'm not saying that I'm not trying to be a provider. I will
anything
provide
with anybody. Praise God.
You're not
no matter how much
anything.
I make, I'm not splitting anything with you.
Yeah,
who do
so
you think
that's,
I am?
That's your ideal situation.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that's not what happens all the time.
But you guys are saying you guys want to be providers. How are you providing for somebody who already has just as much?
We're not speaking about providing. We're speaking about what the ideal situation is. I am dating somebody right now where they're a student and I pay for pretty much everything. And when they have money, they chip in here and there. But
yes.
I don't like it. I don't know how to offer it to happen. Every time my hand tries to pay, I always push her away. I say, no, I've got it.
Okay.
But ideally, it would be nice for her to have some amount of money, and I'll still push her away.
Okay.
But I know that this is not new for her. You know, she can also surprise me here and there with something nice. It's not always me surprising.
That means you just want her to have money.
Yeah, she must have.
Yeah, yeah.
Not for me to consume, but she must
have.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact,
okay.
She must have money.
Okay, not for you to consume.
Not for me to consume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God forbid I give a man money.
I'll still I'll still do what I need to do for the relationship, but I also want to be surprised with a dinner
sure.
or something sometimes.
Doesn't
like
mean
she's
I
just like,
yeah,
yeah,
like,
let's go do this. I wanna take you out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So just you need to put the like a little bit closer. Like
this.
That'll be ideal, but like just around you.
Alright.
Just make sure this part moves at your lips.
Bit.
The headphones help us. That's why. So okay, cool. Have you ever dated broke?
I have.
And how was it like for you?
See,
person who's saying they never give a man money.
No. Even dating somebody who was broke, I never gave him money.
So how did you guys do things?
We just did low budget things.
Yeah.
Okay, but the thing is, I wouldn't say I'm low maintenance, but it doesn't take a lot to make me happy. And I'm saying,
okay.
I like a love letter, I like a walk in the park. Even now with, you know, my salary, praise God, I like those things.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So, even I wouldn't say I was comfortable, but it wasn't the biggest issue that he didn't have the most money in the world. I dated rich, and I would rather date, you know, medium income, to be honest. Because rich guys think differently.
They do, and let's touch on that, they do. Rich guys assume that because they're providing... Because they're paying for
they
have control.
Get, over the
like anything
they
want.
Yeah. Also, when because at the time I was a student and I didn't have that much money. I wasn't broke, but I didn't have so much money. And it seemed as though I was at his disposal.
It's
kind
yeah.
of thing. And it was like maybe he wasn't intentionally doing that, but when you have things in abundance. Everything is at your disposal.
Yeah.
And who's to say your partner doesn't fall into that category?
Yeah.
So
that is crazy.
That's
so true because I see it in Cape Town. So in Cape Town, the last holiday is like there's a lot of people with money. for them places, and they target like young girls who are studying and stuff, but they're like 22, 23, 19, 18. Then they give them everything they want. They give them the LV bags, they give them the Gucci slippers, like all the designer clothes. But now, as soon as a girl that is better than their current girlfriend is present, they move on.
Yeah.
And then they fully withdraw and they move on to the next person, because women are disposable in their eyes too, because of the cash flow.
But then it also changes those girls. Like now they just want to live that lifestyle when they've been with these rich guys.
Yeah.
And then
but everybody aspires to luxury, no?
No, that fair enough.
Comfortability rather.
Well earned luxury.
Yeah.
What is the definition of well earned?
I think like, the ideal
because I'm willing to bet a 20-year-old woman's definition of well earned is something completely different.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I think the ideal relationship is when, let's say you meet a girl like when you're still on the come up and you grow together. Because now your relationship is strong. You've known him from then, you know? Yeah. And then now you up together.
Come on. And he won't leave your side.
Because
you were there when you were
building.
Yes, there's baddies around me, but I'm gonna choose you.
Because
I love you.
You love me when I have nothing.
Yeah,
when
I was not
there. You know your type when you have nothing is different from your type when you have everything.
No, but that doesn't change that I'll love you.
Your love is not enough. I think that's for women. That is the most dangerous man to love. A man who is coming up, because when he looks at. No.
But she's spitting. Like, obviously now I've been making jokes saying that, like, facts. Like, I met load shedding.
Yo, guys, sorry about that. So the load shedding came and hit us. We had to wait 2 hours for the power to come back. But we keep it moving. We keep it going. I want to speak about girls on the come up, because we're speaking about, you know, dating a broke guy.
Yeah.
I want to speak about dating a broke girl. Yeah. And like our experiences, and also your experiences being a broke girl.
Yeah.
in the back, because off the podcast, she was saying when she was a student, she'd consider herself a broke girl.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You want to speak out to how it's like dating a broke girl?
No, for me, I've only been with.
Oh, you never touched.
Girl. Yeah, I haven't gone.
Okay, for why? Real? Okay, why wouldn't you date a broke?
Why?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, I know we touched on it in the beginning, but. You can elaborate.
I really don't think I'd mind dating a broke girl. It's just...
Oh, just surrounded by...
It's just not who you attract.
The money.
No, but actually, genuinely.
Yeah.
I haven't... Like, the environment that I've grown up in, I haven't really come across brokers ever. What?
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't.
That's his truth, sister.
That's my truth.
Okay, sorry.
That's his truth, sister.
Let me like gaslight you.
I don't really like, you know what I'm saying, but yeah. Like, no, snap. Genuinely, like, respectfully.
So you've been living soft.
I have. I'm going to be completely honest. I've been living soft.
I've dated two girls who I would consider, like, broke. My girlfriend now at the time, definitely I wouldn't consider her broke. She's an entrepreneur. She's a student. She makes money, but then obviously it doesn't match me because I'm like 3 years older than her.
Yeah.
I'm 3.5 years older than her. So I can't bring her. But in the past, it's like dating a broke girl, all the responsibilities on you.
It's on you, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, women have a lot of expectations on how you should act
and
how you should behave, especially when you're a student, which for me is the most painful thing. Like, you're a student. I'm getting an allowance of 2K, 3K, 4K. You can allowance of 2, 3, 2, whatever. You know what I'm getting. I know what you're getting. But how come you expect me to do so much more than what you're doing when we're aware of each other's finances?
Yeah.
For me, that always breaks my heart, which is why you see guys that are working going for university goals, because then they can afford the lifestyle the university goals want. Then you can see guys in university going for goals in first year.
Yeah.
Some guys are going for goals in matric because they have maybe apartments or reses or whatever, you know? So I don't know. For me, it's not a bad experience, but it's just an experience which I wouldn't want forever.
Yeah, also, you know what you're getting yourself into at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you have to decide whether you love that person enough to make those adjustments.
Yeah.
To your lifestyle.
Wanted to say, Tato's not wearing shoes.
Yeah, I took off my shoes.
I just had to say
You know what's crazy? Like, I would never, like, take off my shoes growing up. But Kaya made it feel like a safe space.
It is a safe space.
Yeah, but I didn't see that.
I thought it was just a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, you were downstairs. Yeah,
basically, I'm going to mention that one. But yeah, sorry. Carry on.
I'm just jealous you can't do it. I wouldn't allow you to do that attitude.
Me?
No.
Do you know how nice
keep
my
your
toes
shoes
are?
On. I don't care. First of all, your light skin. Who cares about light skin nigga toes?
Yeah, you know what my toes are. Okay. Should we get off the toe topic?
You started it.
You really did.
But what was
I even saying?
You were saying like you have to love the person. But even on that love tip, it's like it also depends on how the lady responds and behaves.
Yeah.
Like Away was spending my money majority of the time, but now are you appreciating that? Are you considering my finances? Or are you just there to spend?
That's true.
Because I've dated two types of girls. One that's very considerate of my budget, of my money, no matter how racked I could be at the moment or in the month. Shorty's like, okay, Kuno, let's get this cheaper thing. Even though I order the most expensive thing on the menu, you know. Yeah. You might not expect the most expensive flowers or the most expensive this. Yeah. Then there's some girls who feel very entitled towards my bank card.
Yeah.
Which is unfair.
It is.
Have you ever been in a situation where you feel entitled to Dada's money?
The moment I get into a relationship with D5, I'm entitled to your money. And I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to say,
No.
Your money is my money. Praise God. My money is mine.
Also, but wait, Kaya.
Let me justify this before somebody says, hey, you go around.
They clip it and then they
let me help you, right? Before I get into a relationship, I observe the person who I'm attracted to, right? That is for months. So I'm gonna watch you for 3 to 6 months. Observe you, how you move, blah, blah, blah. Because when I get into a relationship, the intention is to marry, right?
Yes,
and I state in the beginning that, hey, look, this is what I want out of the relationship. This is the role that I'm going to play. This is the role that I expect you to play. Are you keen? Are you up for it? And if you say yes, you have no, what? You have no leg to stand on when you complain and say, hey. The thing is, I don't allow you to take the full financial responsibility, right? Of course, you want to spoil a man every now and then.
How often is every now and
then? Yeah.
Like, just out of curiosity.
Every other month. So every 2 months.
Because I don't like going out anyway. So how I prefer to spend time with my person is indoors. We'll play a game together. We'll watch something. We'll do each other's nails, hair, or something. Yeah. Right? I prefer that.
Also, your bro, dreadlocks. The braids. You said do each other's hair. So what are you doing to each hair?
I thought you... What?
Is he right next to us? Are you doing Nato's hair?
No.
Oh.
Whoa.
So I think it's important for me to clarify the kind of lifestyle I have. I don't go out. I don't like going out. Even to restaurants, I don't. I'd rather not. So...
Yo, we need more people. I'm also a homebody.
Yeah.
So that would be like... Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah.
That's why I spend money on my partner every other month, because that's how often we would be going out.
Yeah. You wouldn't need to.
Yeah.
So if we're chilling and I'm like, yo, I'm hungry, what are you going to do about then?
No. No.
Nothing.
I'm hungry.
I'm like, yo, I'm hungry, yo.
Yeah, and then we see what happens from there.
You say you're hungry too? What would you care? Let's actually act it out.
Okay.
Yo, babe, Kaya, I'm so hungry, yo.
Yeah, what do you want to eat?
Oh, can you make me something to eat?
I can, sure.
Oh, shit,
what
damn.
What do you want
to
eat?
Damn, okay, yeah.
Bling, 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 bling.
She valid.
Yeah, but if you say, let me show you how it would go if you want takeout.
Yeah, okay. I'm feeling like muchachos, yeah.
Okay, where's your phone?
Don't kill
you know,
me.
The thing with,
girls that serious?
Go for guys.
Lying. Why should I lie?
Girls that go for guys that have,
a rack.
Yeah. Racks and stuff. Can I swear?
Yeah, go for it.
Racks and shit.
Hey, he's been holding that and shit. He's been holding in that and shit. He's been really holding it in. Racks and shit. Gosh. Racks and shit.
Yeah.
What's going on? Do we have a present or something?
She was dropping noodles off. I don't know why.
Oh.
What are they for?
Oh, we're going to do a spicy noodle challenge.
Oh, dope. Was it for your channel?
No, for his channel.
Okay.
Who's Zila's channel?
Yeah.
Also, he's basically telling you, he's like, yo, bro, let's. He's basically saying, speed it up.
Imagine.
Yeah. With the racks, right? And the guy's happy to always spend money on her. That's not a genuine relationship, because at some point. Okay, there's always someone who has more money than
always
then
sure
there's anyone somebody. Someone yeah. yeah
someone. And then, so that means that relationship is not, I've seen this first person, not me, but I've seen it first person.
Yeah.
Where she's getting everything she wants, but then, and then she's going to see another guy who might have a bit more money. So
yeah,
to me, also these relationships, you have to be, I don't know how to
explain. You have to be prepared to be replaced.
Yeah.
True, but I really believe that when you end up with a person like that, it's there's an issue with your judgment.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, so you need to acknowledge that perhaps I didn't take the right precaution.
Is oh, the it's the guy's precaution? Fault.
No.
I'm asking.
No.
I'm not even trying to like be funny.
What if she's bad? Like, what if
no,
she's
it's not
bad.
The guy's fault. It's really not the guy's fault. But let's say she leaves you for somebody with more money, right? Yeah. Of course. She's in the wrong.
Yes.
At the same time, yes. You have to sit and be like, how did I end up?
You should have seen it coming.
Yeah. I want to make it sound like victim blaming, but you have to take.
Yeah. Also, like, there's two types of girls. Like, you see, there's many types of girls, but the way you're explaining it, your expectation for your partner to pay for certain things,
yeah,
it doesn't seem too most severe things. Compared to most things. It doesn't seem as severe. Doesn't seem like a big expectation.
Yeah.
In comparison to other girls.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if you were like, yo, I'm hungry, and you're like, I'm like, yo, let's get muchachos. Can you get you like, and then you're like, nah, let's use your phone. If I just say, yo, I don't have money right now, I don't think you'd trip and go find somebody with money.
Yeah. No, of course.
You
not.
Get me?
Yeah.
So I just want to clarify
that's when I'll pay, Gabe.
That's when you'll pay, yeah, if I say, like, I'm down. So you are willing to be with somebody that can be down. Then.
Yeah.
See, some people, like, they say, like, yo, my love language is like money. So, like, if you can't now give me what I want, it's like, We're not the combo. Yeah.
What matters is the intention behind why you want the money or why you want your man to provide. Some women want the man to provide because that's what they feel he should do, or that's the kind of life that he owes her.
He owes her.
They feel that you should provide for me because you owe me that.
Why do I? Why would somebody?
Because I'm giving you, nyash.
Nah.
So I have to pay for.
Yeah, basically.
So you're a prostitute. I'm trying to.
I see what you're saying, but.
Sorry. Hey, you triggered me and Anto.
You're
a prostitute.
Are you okay?
We've gone through a lot.
Yeah. See, what is it called? A transactional relationship.
Yeah. Facts. Look, for me personally, I want to provide because I want to provide. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to provide because
there's an expectation
she feels entitled to.
And once that entitlement comes, that providingness goes away.
It goes away. Yeah. Now you're like, okay,
I see why you're here.
Yeah,
I see. Ndombi, what you, I see what you're
Kaya.
I see what Kaya wants now.
Man, the thing is, I think this is. I should work on this. I don't think it's necessarily a great thing. When I get into a relationship, like, you are my life.
Yeah, I get that.
My life revolves
around you. That's most women.
But for me, like, I'm thinking future, like, family, household, children. Like, whatever we do now, whatever we're building now is going to affect my kids. I'm thinking more so for my children than anything.
I think my brother told me that you date to marry.
Yes.
Before you mentioned it now.
Yes. I don't play by my.
Like, your partner must also be a man of God.
Yes.
Man of God.
I don't play like that. Because
hallelujah.
Shout out Jesus.
Amen.
Guys, that's satire.
No. I'm being serious. I'm being serious. There's no. I don't even know what satire means.
Shout out to G. Oh, what? It's
2023. We can shout out to the OG.
That's the OG out there.
You know what? I'm going to take what I
can. I be loving God.
I'm going to take what I can. It's enough. I'm going to take what I can get. Yeah. So I'm like, that's why I want us to sort of live in our roles right now.
Oh, okay. Which is beautiful. But you know, sometimes people say, as a lady, you should never rush being a wife. So now it seems like you want to.
I'm already your wife.
Where's your ring?
The moment we say we're together, I'm your wife, boys.
See, that's the problem because they
death
say
death will separate us. Do you understand? Death will separate us.
Everyone that's DMing Kaya, hey, big
that's
head, hey, fake
that,
cutie. You
I'm
must be careful because as soon as
I'm saying, don't approach me. Don't approach me.
Just know what you're getting yourself in.
You're married, bro. By
married.
Fire, by force.
Death
you married and death. How many? Six kids.
How many kids do you want? I know it's a bit off topic, but
six.
He's actually
damn. Yeah. So now,
yeah, I'm fertile. Let me let you know.
If you tested, are you aware? How do you know? Oh, through.
How do I know?
Oh no!
Do you have a child?
No,
That doesn't sound convincing.
Do you know if you don't have a child or not?
You don't know. I think you would know.
life gets tricky. Nah, but death will separate us. A death separated my ex and I.
Oh shit, death. My condolences.
Yeah.
My condolences.
Your dad came back to life?
No. If you can put two and two together, you put two and two together.
Like he passed away?
No.
Okay. Oh, why are you letting me say I'm my condolences?
I accept your condolences. Because he's not here.
Did he die?
No. Somebody died.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
What was the point?
Continue from here.
The point was that death will separate us.
Death will separate
you. So don't DM me.
Unless you're ready for that.
You get it.
So now, as somebody that, like, you know, they go into relationships becoming a wife, like, do you believe in gender roles?
Yes. Ooh, and I'm gonna say that with my chest.
Yeah.
I do.
As you should. There's nothing wrong with gender roles.
No, the feminists.
No, bro, I know the biggest feminists that are too scared to say they love gender roles.
Yeah, no. I definitely believe in gender roles, and I'm gonna bring my faith into this, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason why man and woman were made one. Right, there's certain things that a woman can do that a man cannot. Women are naturally nurturing; they're naturally they have the gift of building, particularly a home, particularly an environment, and providing great advice for a man in his role.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Agreed. And I believe that is something a woman is destined to do, like to build her household and build her man and support him and respect him and all of these things. And then there are things that men are naturally
good at.
Inclined to do.
Hey, you can't. She can't say we're good at it.
Okay, like,
she
said
there's a thing women are really good at, and it's like with men, there's a thing that they. I hate men. There's a thing that they are inclined to do.
Okay, fine. You're good at.
There's a thing that men are good at.
I meant to say naturally inclined.
Naturally inclined.
To provide. You guys are protective naturally. You know, you wanna. I don't want to call it an animal instinct or anything. I hate men, but
it's definitely animalistic.
To have a territory and protect it.
Well, very territorial, kind of
thing. And that's something that is, you know, specific to men. And so in the household, this falls into the roles. Who is more, who's better at who's taking care of the children?
You know, I really respect that opinion that you've just had right now.
Better taking care of the children. Who's better at maintaining the home?
You know, I've had this conversation before in the past, man. Yeah. And the title of the podcast is Gender Roles with Kugletu Nyansumba and Tladi and Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, how far back does it date to the... Because like, I believe that a man was taught to behave that way.
Yeah.
I believe a woman was taught to behave that way. Because I think you can be very territorial, too. I think you can provide, too. You've just been told your entire upbringing that, you know, a woman behaves in this manner.
Yeah.
Even the Bible taught you that a woman behaves in this manner.
Yeah.
So I wonder how far back did we start deciding, okay, cool, you as a man, you must do this. You as a woman, you must do this. I wonder if it dates back to the beginning. I wonder if there was a point where maybe women were in a different position in comparison to men.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that I'm very curious about. It's not a question or anything like that. I'm just very curious about that.
The only position I can answer you from is from my faith.
Your faith. Yeah.
Because... when God created Adam, he gave Adam the authority over everything that was.
Okay.
And so that's where that comes from. And then Eve came.
And you guys must behave like it.
Am
joking.
I gonna fight you?
No, I'm joking.
Am I gonna fight you?
You must behave like that.
Should I be offended? They can be offended.
Like as much as you're saying gender roles, now I believe in gender roles too, but I also believe in like healthy communication within a relationship.
Yeah.
So you can be better equipped to do that.
Yeah.
I'm better equipped to do this.
Yeah.
But let's communicate about everything. Let's assign the roles you want.
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable doing the session general, let's speak about it. You know?
Ooh, I'll happily cook and clean if you bring the money.
I'll happily cook and clean if you bring the money.
It will never work.
I'll happily bring the money.
Yeah.
There we go. You see, these conversations, I try to avoid them.
Yeah.
Right? The whole what's your type, what should women do, what should men do, the whole generalization of what men and women can and cannot be, can and cannot do, right? Because how you, at the end of the day, find the person who agrees. There's no point arguing, men should do this, I'd rather cook and clean. Find the person who agrees.
Yeah, don't go find someone that's anti what you like. Huh?
Yeah, find the person who agrees with you and just shut up.
Yeah, once. Otherwise, hey,
once.
Matata.
How did we get here from dating?
Damn. Yeah, we've.
I was saying.
It made sense.
I was saying that I wouldn't have dated myself in varsity, right? Particularly because somebody who's on the come up, somebody who's broke, right, is looking for something to pour themselves into, yeah. Right? You have a lot of time on your damn hands. Even yeah. as a student, you have a lot of time. It's just how you use that time that is important, right? So at the time, I was looking for something to give my everything. And then the person came along and I made them my everything. That's yeah. dangerous for anybody.
I wanted to ask, because you've been speaking about the fact that when you jala, you become the wife, you know, we're separated by death. Yeah. How's that been going, like, in the past three relationships that you've been in? I don't know how long this one, you know, has been going for. But I'm just saying, is it an active working strategy? Or are you unlearning it? Or do you stand by it?
Do I stand by this thing? I stand by it. Because I don't function under my own authority now. At least not anymore. Back then, I did not. I did it because I don't know why I gave y'all everything, banta. But now I stand by it because I don't function on my own authority.
Whose authority do you function by?
God's.
Oh, okay.
Praise God.
Because it sounds like you were saying you function under your boyfriend's authority.
For the right amount, I'll function under your authority. You get it? Yeah? Because I heard when Sally. Sally said she got like a 50k allowance.
Like, that was Cyan.
Huh? It was Cyan?
That's Cyan Bougie.
It was Sally, bruh.
Okay, my bad.
And Cyan. Both of them.
I know. Okay, I just know about Cyan's story.
When she said she got a 50k allowance, I was like, what? And you're single. And you're single. Not to say that money is reason enough for you to stay in a relationship you don't want to be in. But if I have a good man and a 50,000 rand allowance, you guys are never going to see me again.
I have a question for you.
But yeah, yeah.
In a year, how much would you like your man to make?
Ooh. Make it in a month to make it easier for you.
In a month. Yeah.
Ooh, that's such a beautiful question.
That is.
In a month, how much would you like your man to make?
Okay, let me start with me. What I would like to make a month, 5 mil. That's the goal. No, I'm lying.
A month, 5 million rand a month.
That's my goal. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's be realistic. Now, like, let's talk about now. No, let's talk about now. Like,
okay, now.
Now, like, what you could aspire to do?
Not
based on your make. What you want to make in the next 3-4 years? What you know is possible.
That's what I'm saying. Five million is possible. It is possible.
But like, you are definitely killing whatever you do, and please squeeze me in.
I want part of that.
What?
That's crazy.
What?
Legally, five mil.
Yeah.
5 million.
That's
rand.
What I'm going for a month. In the next, give me 2 years.
Okay, cool. Let's say in the next 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
In the next 3 months, what I want to make.
What you want to make. What you want to make, man, also.
200k
a month.
How much are you making now?
Actually, we might as well.
How much are you making now?
What? Oh my God.
Patung, can you fight? Can you fight?
So, how I want, based on the next 3 months, how much I want my partner to earn, right? If I want to earn 200 a month, I want him to make, let's quadruple that.
Okay, so 800,000.
Yeah.
Quadruple times by four, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you make 20K, he must make 80K.
Yes.
If you make 10K, he must make 40K.
Boo.
Okay, so he must have four times the capacity you have.
Mm hmm. Otherwise, I feel like...
And how much of that do you want to go towards you?
Listen!
How much of that do you want to go towards you?
You see, spending my own money gives me a headache and body aches, you know, all of those things.
I wish I was born a lady. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't want him to... Honestly, him giving me an allowance is up to him. I'll never ask him for it. Right, you'll decide whether you want to give it to me or not. I'm doing okay without it anyway, right? But I do expect you again. I do expect you to pay for most things.
Yeah, which is fair.
That's what I expect from you, not an allowance and all of those things. So pay for most things.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
By most things, I mean like the expensive ones. 5 million
a month.
That's a lot of money. Yeah,
it is a lot of money.
So that means you'll be making about 1 million a month in 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh no, 5 million is you. So he must make 5, 10. He must make like what? 5 times 4.
Baba.
Must make 20 milli a month.
20, baba. What they are doing, I don't know. Tenders.
So you crypto. You do 60 mil a year, no?
Easy. Oh, squeeze us into whatever you want to
actually
do.
Actually, I would like to be part of this
but
business plan.
Doing tenders, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? You know what?
What's a tender?
What's a tender? You know what a tender is?
A contract given to you by the government to build something, right?
Or to supply
something.
To supply something. Okay.
Yeah. And
you
then you get like a 10% cut from what they give you. Okay. So if you get 100 mil.
The percent varies.
Yeah.
On the project.
Somebody told me it was 10%. But yeah.
Well, maybe that's a nice.
Some people just. Most people in this country, at least, they take a lot more.
Yeah, of course.
Way more than 10%.
They'll take 80% of that tender and then put in the 20 to whatever the job actually is.
Why we have load shedding and no water.
Yep.
They're in the East.
Yeah. But Shem, this was nice. I think we can wrap up. I was going to say, so we can conclude that dating broke is not the way.
Depending on what you think broke is. That's why I'm saying like, oh, I'm so wholesome.
I have to say
this for myself. I'm so wholesome. It depends on the lifestyle you live, bro. That's my conclusion.
No, but I mean, you said the 10, the 1 to 4 ratio. So that's obviously you can't be broke. Like whatever you're making, he has to make four times, so they cannot be broke. They need to be 4 times in your capacity.
You can't be close to broke.
Yeah. Let me specify before I say I'm contradicting myself. My husband. Boyfriend?
I know you date to marry, so he's already husband. So
yeah, once we're married and we have kids. Once we're married and we have kids, then you have to make 4 times what I mean. Yeah. But right now, I'll work with what you have, bro.
Shit, I wanna catch you. Yeah, I understand. So now, what happens if your partner earns less than you? Your husband, if he earns,
here's the thing, right? When it comes to my partner, I'm building you, bro. There's no way that you're gonna be broke being with me. You will be broke when I meet you. You ain't gonna stay broke. You know who I am?
How many men have you dated? You know how lazy a man is?
Do you know who I am?
Okay.
Is the question. Is the
fire.
Question. I'll meet you broke. That's why I'm saying my boyfriend can be broke, but you ain't gonna stay broke. Trust and believe that. I'll make 4 times what I make.
I'm not saying I wanna be your boyfriend, but I wanna be a close friend who you can make rich because these estimations, I
wanna be part of that fire. Squeeze
us in. Treat me like your boyfriend.
Legal or illegal?
Platonically.
Legal or illegal?
Whichever one works.
Oh, no, whatever. I'm fine with it. Let's move.
Whichever one works.
So I don't think, as a long-term relationship, I don't think I would date broke. Like, I'd date on it.
I'm so sorry to make this longer than it should be. Long-term relationship. There's a short-term.
Yes.
Nah, I have such a big problem with this chat.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Damn, I may have, you know,
people change,
myself
bro.
In a corner here. But
people
anyway,
change.
When it becomes bad, leave.
It takes a while to, yeah.
It takes
a while to see if you actually, like, want to be with this person for the rest of your life.
Then don't date them while you're watching.
Why not?
If they're worth it. Because you're going to end up wasting your time. And I think the biggest problem with our generation, mine included, right, is that we lack endurance and perseverance. You guys break up with people for small mental health issues. Please. Get it together.
I wouldn't do that, though.
Yeah. So why are you getting into a relationship if you're not going to stick it through, bro? I'll say
maybe not broke, but a decent amount. Like you, when
What's
I do
a decent
meet you,
amount? Since you're nah, meeting,
I don't know a decent
what
amount. I will lie to you, but when
a decent
I meet you,
what
when
is
I meet
a
you,
decent,
you should be
based
able.
On,
wait,
hey,
wait, 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 Kaya, wait.
Based
listen.
On what you make, what is a decent amount? Based on what you make a month, what is it? You guys made me mention this.
I can answer.
I can't let y'all slide.
I can answer.
Mm. If you can do,
it can't be that difficult, bro.
Damn, bro.
Let's say you're making 100k a month. Let's just say for the sake of ratios, if you're making 100k a month, how much you should be making? How much
should she be making? Oh, mate, if she can make like 20, 25 a month.
Okay.
I don't mind.
That's the same principle I have.
Yeah, no, we agree with you.
Yeah, no one.
Don't think we're grilling you.
I'm not saying that all out of like but argument. I'm saying, when I meet you,
no, Kai, I'm saying when I meet you,
I'm so surprised.
When I meet you, you must already be fine with like living on your own and and
yeah,
being
we're your old, own person, bro.
You know, like yeah, we are old.
Like I was about to be 20 something, 20 what, 24, yeah, yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8.
But
nine,
I'll never live
10.
On my own. I'll always live with my parents. So
yeah, you're red flag.
Because why?
You know your own place.
And that's the end of the podcast.
I don't have my own.
So when I visit you, I must greet your parents.
If she lives with her parents.
Yeah, no ways. Red flag.
For real?
Yeah.
I ain't moving out.
Because we can't always be at my place, bro.
I ain't moving out.
Yeah, okay, but don't forget, I'm 20. Oh, what? Just because you can't afford rent, I must pay an
Airbnb. It's not because I can't afford rent. It's because I don't want to live alone.
Live with me then.
Not while we're dating.
Then don't date me.
What?
Aye.
Nah,
okay, but I'm speaking as a 26-year-old. Like,
yeah,
I'm
no,
old,
but we are. We
even
are
when I'm 26,
old,
and God forbid I'm 26 and unmarried, I'm getting married next year. Praise God.
Please don't be staying with your parents.
I'm
going to
stay with
my
parents.
I beg, bro.
I can't live alone. Like, I need company and conversation and to be taken care of and to wait for somebody to get home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to be around the people I love. That's why I want to have kids also ASAP. Because this is the kind of life.
How old is your boyfriend? I just want to pray for him tonight.
But he knows that like ASAP. Listen, because that's
how
the kind of house that I grew up in.
Sorry to make it so personal.
Guys,
it's been years. Months. Please don't say you started dating this year.
No.
Did you start dating last year?
Guys, is this important?
Yeah. So we can understand your perspective. Like, I want to see if you're in a rush for all these things or if it's like you've been in a relationship that's, you know, proven itself for you guys to go in that direction.
I'm not going to say how long.
Okay, and I respect that. Guys, if you enjoyed this episode of Paloma's Mic, please give us 5 stars. If you're going to give us 2 stars, give us 5 and then tell us why in the 5 star you're going to give us 2 stars. Big shout out to Atule. Big shout out to Kaya. It's been amazing. If you guys listen to the podcast, please check us out on Spotify and other streaming platforms.
Let's see.
Let's do the intro. Just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a light. We be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.